Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
You made it. It's part 5 of the Goal Crusher series. Thank you for coming along this journey with us. It's been an amazing ride, and I hope you learned a ton, and I hope you're ready to now identify all the ways you're doing it wrong. If this is the first part of this series that you're listening to, please go back to episode 204, where we start at part 1, and we're taking you on a journey of crushing goals and how to set them and how to measure them and what to do instead and all the amazing stuff in between, so you can be, you know, checking more stuff off on your list instead of feeling like a hot, frazzled mess. So today we're identifying the 3 major things that you are definitely doing wrong when you're trying to reach your goals. And you want to know why we know them?
Because we did them wrong too.
And all of you are doing them wrong because we see it every day.
It's true. So this isn't about dogging you, and we're not saying that some of these things can't work, but we hold on to them as the singular solution to flying past our goals. So you're picking these things as a singular solution to your problems, and you're dwelling on them in a way that feels like, if only I can make big changes. And I remember, I know you guys do this. I do this too. You look around and you see other businesses who you've identified, maybe not even as a competitor, but as someone else in your like world who's ahead of you, but like on a timeline. Not that they're better than you, not that they're doing things that are different than you, but you're like, they just got a 6-month head start. So this is the trajectory I should go down because I know these are the decisions they were making in their business. The amount of times I've said and called Emily, like literally called Emily and said, oh my gosh, so-and-so just did this. We need to be thinking about this.
Yeah. And there's a blend of like keeping your eyes on your own paper and being in tune with what's like working for other businesses. But there's definitely like, it can get in the way, but that's not even one of the mistakes that we're talking about today. That's just like part of like, what do we even set as goal, cloudy vision in the first place? So let's talk about the first mistake that you're making. You are picking what I like to call busy work goals and making them our priority. And that is bogging down your day. It's not moving the needle. It's not showing you results that actually matter. Because the goals that you should be setting instead need to be impacting your revenue.
So this just brings me back for like the 50th time to the conversation we had with Steph Crowder about how to set priorities in your business. And you have rocks that are like things you've committed to, things you said yes to, things that are on your calendar. And then you have pebbles, which you have to do before sand. Pebbles being those growth tactics, right? They're the things that are actually going to grow your business, actually going to grow your revenue. But often instead, you spend time on the quote admin things like making a phone call here or answering your emails or checking social media. And all of a sudden, you feel like you did all these things, but you didn't get anywhere.
Yeah. Well, and those are your busy day-to-day tasks. And I'm specifically talking about and wanting to really bring to your guys' attention, when you guys set a goal like rebrand, design new graphic templates for Pinterest, research hashtags, even planning out social media content, that's busy work. I'm not saying it doesn't need to get done. Some of those things, they don't. But all of those those things are sand. Sand things that will fall into the cracks of your day, your weeks, and your months. None of those things are ever attained, right? So like what I'm saying is a goal is a ding, 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 this has been reached and it's affected these, you know, 75 things in your business.
You never have to stop doing those things.
Right. Those things are constant. Those cannot be goals. Right.
Like inbox zero, it's like a vanity thing. Like, oh, I did it. Well, in 30 minutes, you're going to have 5 new emails.
100%. And so I want you to just get out of the habit of making busy work a goal. You can make it a task and you can definitely like bucket for admin time, right? But that is not a goal. That is not something that you're actually striving to accomplish and mark as done in your business, because those things do not have a direct impact on your revenue. So a revenue-based goal, right, would be developing a specific product, reaching a certain amount of subscribers, members, customers, clients, increasing your conversion rates, right? Those are revenue impacting goals. Those are goals, not little admin tasks. Do you see the difference?
Yeah. No, for sure. And just to give you an example of like literal ways we used to do this, Emily and I sat in like a Skype room, a hangout, wherever, we could see each other sometimes, or we'd hang out on the phone. The first mistake in that, we would interrupt each other constantly. The other person would be busy doing something that actually made a difference, and I'd ask her about an email that literally just came in our inbox. Huge, giant waste of time. And then B, I also remember doing things like deciding at noon, oh, we should post on Instagram because we're really trying to grow there. And then we'd spend 30 minutes, no joke, sending pictures back and forth. What about this one? What about this one? What about this one?
Texting each other.
Yeah. And we finally decide on a picture, and then someone would have to write a caption. What do we say? What do I talk about? How is it helpful? What's going on in our calendar? And we'd end up wasting like 2 hours posting one picture. And at the end of the day, like, yes, social media has helped grow our business, but spending 2 hours posting one thing was not a good use of our time.
Nope. And especially because there were two of us, and this might not make sense for a lot of you, but if you have a VA even, busy work also falls into the category of if there are two people on your team doing the same thing, one of you should not be doing that thing. Abby and I feel like I've gotten so much better at this truly in the recent months of like, okay, where is your zone of genius? Where is mine? I'm going to go be the head of this department over here and master it and come back and report to you. And you're going to be the head of this department over here. Instead of both of us actively implementing strategy for the same goal. There are literally two of us. That means we can do twice as many things. But for so often, we weren't taking advantage of that.
Yeah.
So, girl.
Girl.
busy work, not a goal. Next.
Another mistake I see you all making is that you think the only way to grow, the only way to reach your goal is paying your way to get there.
And I think like the obvious answer is paying for ads, right? Well, if I just like start Facebook ads and I learn that, I can grow faster and get more subscribers and customers and blah, blah, blah. That's the typical assumed way of when we're talking about paying. But I also mean spending $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 on a brand before you've sold anything, a strategy coach, a marketing coach, like people to help you get to something before you've even done it yourself. Whether you're throwing the problem at people specifically to help you grow, or ads, or, you know, an elite shipping product packaging presentation before you even have solidified what you're actually selling, we think that we can buy into 3 years down the road, 5 years down the road. And that is not true. And it's been proven time and time again.
Well, and you can pay for leads, sure. But if you don't have anything to sell them, like, what are you doing it for? And I think for so long, I see people looking at us and be like, well, they do Facebook ads. I am not saying Facebook ads are wrong. I'm not saying they don't make sense for your business. I love them. We use them a lot. But in the early stages, we tried to leverage organic growth as much as humanly possible.
Because guess what organic growth is? Free.
It just takes your time. It just takes your time.
It just takes your time. That means you can make that much more money, learn way more about your product, your customers, your marketing, your tactics, everything that you like doing, that you don't like doing, where you're actually good at. We wouldn't have learned that we're so good at webinars if we had just started by doing Facebook ads. You know what I mean? And hosting a webinar now is one of our top income producing activities we can do ever in our business. And so I think people forget. I just saw a student the other day. On the outside, she should be making bank. Her website is beautiful. It's clear. The message is there. She's got a product. She's got Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook. She's got all the things. She's got her email list. She's got everything set up. And it's like that store that has its ribbon cutting and no one is there. Like, that's how it feels, right? Got all the processes in place, all the systems. And we think that if we set all of that up now, oh, then it'll be even easier to get customers. It'll be even easier to market. And I'll know exactly what to do because it's just going to happen. And she's frustrated because it's not just happening. People aren't coming in the door. She's not landing clients. And so I went back to the drawing board with her of like, yeah, you're in that grassroots stage. You're in what I like to call the door-to-door business sales stage, where you're knocking on everybody's door to see if there's someone behind that door who's your ideal customer. And you know what? You may say yes to that customer and realize halfway through that they're actually not an ideal customer. But guess what that lesson tells you? Now here's how to refine my product or my messaging or my branding. But you don't know what those shifts are until you just start knocking on doors.
Well, and I think in the same way we looked at what other people were doing, we do this for this too. And you see people and they're like, oh, they were like an instant success. You don't know what they had as experience in the past. You don't know if they ran seven other businesses.
Girl, please. We're an overnight success, 7 years in the making. Please.
For reals. Probably even longer than that.
At least. I've been selling rocks from my driveway when I was like 9.
Yeah. And so you just don't know people's past. And I'm not saying you can't pay to grow, but I just don't want you to use that as your only option. I would prefer you learn the systems, understand how to sell, understand your process, nail down how this works for you on a one-to-one basis before you even explore the idea of selling to the masses.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
Because I also think, and this is where we did this mistake. I think as soon as you start paying for something, right, no matter what it is, ours specifically was ads, and it works, you expect it to keep working in the same way that it's always worked, right? I can spend this much, have this kind of ad, lead them to here, and get this many sales. And there are oftentimes, like, you'll see those kind of results, similar results, like a couple times in a row. So then you get even more confident that that's your system. But then something always changes. It's either the algorithm, or it's your audience, or it's your product, or it's that you've converted your dreamies already and you just have to try a different technique. And we've realized, like, when we had a lackluster launch after we spent ads, we're like, we didn't lose money, but it was like, oh, well, that did not go as expected. It's like, no shit, Sherlock. You've got to get back to the drawing board of figuring out, okay, let me put on my business strategy brain for a second. And instead of just repeating the same old strategies that's worked for the last year, let's try something different and new. I think it gets business owners comfortable when you're paying for growth and you don't actually learn anything.
100%. Well, and that just leads me into this next mistake. And I see it as a giant band-aid on like a gushing wound.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You guys,
your carotid artery is squirting blood everywhere and someone's trying to put a tampon in it and it's not going to work.
No. Okay. So people hire people to fix what's broken in their business.
Yep. Y'all do this on small and big scales all the time. We just talked about in a couple episodes back how we did it on a pretty big scale, $15,000 mistake. And if you want to definitely hear more about that specific story, I would go find that episode and listen to it. But you guys do this in small ways, right? That VA that's super affordable. Okay. I'm going to have her run my social media strategy that I don't know how to actually run, that I don't know how it's being affected, that I don't know how it's converting, but I'm going to pay someone else to do it because I don't have time. For what?
Yeah. I mean, even if they have skills and talents, if you're lacking the processes and if you're lacking the knowledge as to what it's even bringing to your table, you don't even know how to value it. And bringing in the cheapest option is generally not the best idea.
Well, and what I would rather you go into it knowing, for example, here's when we made this quote mistake in the right way, right? With this podcast, for instance, we didn't start the podcast until going into year two. And we started it after a lot of people had asked about it. And actually, they already assumed we had one and we didn't. So we're like, okay, let's start it. But we knew for sure we did not want to edit it. We were going to outsource that day one, 100%. We were lucky enough to have like the cash flow to be able to afford that from day one. But we had a game plan on how the podcast was going to turn around and pay for itself with sponsorships, with ads for our own product to increase subscribers and core sales, whatever. To where ultimately it was just evening out. Like it was paying for itself, right? And then like began actually making us money. But I want you to at least have a game plan and knowledge of what that strategy is going to do for your business. And what I mean as in how it's going to bring you money. So you can know, okay, social media strategy, being successful on there brings me this many new clients or sales or whatever. So it makes sense for me to bring someone on to do these pieces of that puzzle because it's going to free up my time so I can do this over here while that is actually still making me money. But oftentimes we get that person in the door when we don't know how to handle social media and we don't know its effect on our business. So you could literally be paying for a social media manager when maybe you don't even need to be focusing on social media at all right now and you're just wasting money.
I really get so frustrated with people who have never done the thing that they want to hire the person for. And I'm not saying...
I don't know what that's about, but it annoys the crap out of me.
Well, and I get it. Like, this is a leak over from corporate. Like, if you ever worked in a larger scale business, you didn't run the IT department. You hired someone to run the IT department. And I get that.
Spoiler alert, you are not a large corporation. So like these, I am always and forever in the camp of you need to do the dirty work yourself. It's gonna be hard. It's gonna be exhausting. You're gonna get frustrated, but you will learn so much about what your business actually needs to succeed more than anyone else can ever report back to you, ever.
I am not saying hiring is a mistake. I'm saying hiring too early is a mistake.
Fuck no. Is amazing. And even like early is all relative as well. Like I don't know the success of your business or that particular strategy. It could be 3 months in and you're going to be gravy town to bring on someone, right? But I really want you to pay attention to like, don't just fall into that trap of like, well, if you hate doing it and it costs you too much of your time to do it, then you need to outsource that. Like that's bullshit advice. And it's advice that's going to make you bankrupt and it's going to take you a while to be profitable because you're going to be paying for a shit ton of people that's doing a half-assed job where you know nothing about your business. And like, I obviously am super passionate about this, but I'm just so sick and tired of people telling new business baby owners that like, it's wrong to do the hard work, to do the grunt work. I'm not saying you need to do it forever. Your time frame might look different. It might be 3 months, it might be 3 years. I don't know about your life, right? But I need you to be looking at your results that you're getting and compare it to the time that you're actually able to put into your business. And this all goes back to like comparing your story to everyone else's story. We talk about it a lot, but this is where that's most important. Where you're looking at other businesses that are many years ahead of you, in literal, like their business has been around longer, they've had more experience, right? Whatever the case may be, and seeing their team or what they're not doing anymore. And that's sexy, that's fun, and I get it. But if you're not bringing in consistent profit, you're not ready to do that, period. No excuses.
Now, we could go on all day giving you other mistakes that are going to prevent you from reaching your goals. But if I let Emily get too ranty, this could end up...
I know. I'm just going to keep yelling at you. So
I'm going to avoid that for your sanity and mine. So I'm going to give you a little secret. I want to help you. We want to help you reach your goals. And we want to help you skip these mistakes. We want to help you skip the roadblocks. We want you to run past go and collect the $200, right?
Yeah. I want to call you out on the busy work that you're setting as goals and the areas you want to hire out and all that bullshit. I want to be the one to be like, nah, girl, do this instead.
And like literally, quite literally, Emily wants to know about your business and have a real conversation with you. And you can do that with us inside the Goal Crusher Club. So we've created an environment of women from all over the world who are coming together, who are identifying their goals, who are really, truly analyzing the health and wellness of their business and making big strides and big changes and having ginormous
and
wins. Yes.
Have you seen some of the results that are coming out of that group?
It's insane already, and it's just getting started. It's just getting started. So if you want in on this and you want access to monthly group coaching, access to virtual co-working, access to a mastermind of your peers, access to a private Facebook community where you can literally come in and ask anything, then you need to head over to goalcrusherclub.com. We're going to get you in.
Do it right now.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.